This podcast is part of the Michigan Sports and Entertainment Podcast Network. Go to MichiganSportsAndEntertainment.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome back to another edition of Pistons Thoughts. I'm your host, Jordan Letterman, with my partner, Chris McClellan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's
up? The Pistons are in the playoffs!
Hold up. We need to make some fucking noise for that
shit. The Pistons did it!
Yeah!
Buzzers, claps, let's get it all in here. But this is the first Pistons Thoughts podcast over the last couple years where the Pistons are in the playoffs.
You know what? This is an amazing feat for the Pistons. Almost got knocked out, but they held strong and were like, you know what? No, fuck you. We got to do this for the fans, bro.
Exactly. Look, the Pistons, yes, they put themselves in a situation where they needed to beat the Grizzlies and the Knicks the last two games of the season to make the playoffs. Is that ideal? No.
Hell no.
Is it ideal that they ended up getting stuck in the 8th seed playing the 1st seed Milwaukee Bucks?
Fuck no.
No. But the Pistons proved that they wanted to make the playoffs. They ended up at 500 for the season for the second time in the last decade, right?
Shit, dude.
That's an accomplishment in itself, okay? And moral of the story, the Pistons are in the playoffs for the second time over that same time span, right? They haven't won a game in, what, I think 11 years? Last game they won was in 2008 playoffs.
Damn.
And it's just, you're here now, right? Enjoy it.
This is the time to make that fucking magic happen, dude.
Enjoy it.
This is that time. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Have fun. What, Dwayne Casey said, hey, our goal was to just make it to the playoffs. And then now that they made it, they can just let go and let loose and then do their thing.
Of course, that's not the end goal. So everybody shut up. Okay, that's not the angle. It takes steps, right? Yeah. And it's so cliche. You can't walk before you crawl. You can't fly at all. But
yeah, good fucking rhyme.
Thanks, bro. Former rapper in the house over here. But
spitting bars, bro.
You gotta understand a team doesn't go, and I said this in my last podcast. You don't go from 0 to 100 in a
real
day,
quick,
right? You don't. Even look at the Lakers. They didn't even get the best player in the world and make the playoffs at all, right? You got to take your steps as a team. You got to make the playoffs. You got to lose some games. You got to hopefully win some games. Mm. You compete. You come back and you win a series or two or three and you see where you're at.
Dude, it's a learning curve. And you can't expect to just get all this handful of new players.
Right.
Automatically play
new coaching staff too.
A new coaching staff, a whole new system, and just expect to play amazingly well. No, you have to take, like you said, those fucking steps to get and to ensure that you can actually have a great foundation to fucking play.
And here's the thing: we have this debate all the time throughout the last couple weeks, tanking versus making the playoffs and those benefits. And I really try to put myself in other people's shoes and you know, respect their opinions and see where they're coming from.
But if their opinions are wrong, like dead wrong, it's like,
it's tough. It's tough. Because, look, a lot of people are complaining, oh, this isn't the nucleus of the team that's going to go forward and do anything, okay? You're right and you're wrong, right?
But here's why you're wrong.
Well, I'll start off with why you're right.
Okay.
You're right because this is not the team. This is not the exact roster that's going to bring the Pistons another championship. This is not the roster that's going to be back next season even.
Yeah.
But at the heart of it all, you have your young guys, right? Mm. You got Luke Kennard, absolute beast lately. You got Bruce Brown, who if he develops some offensive game, he can be a real problem. He is so, in his first season so far, he's been the Pistons' best defender, right? He's been such a good defender. Okay, you got some invaluable experience for your Kyrie Thomas and your Svi Mykhailiuk, or however you say his name. That's how I'm going to go with it today, because we haven't seen him as much. But you get them in a playoff atmosphere, okay? Even Thon, right? And Thon has some playoff experience. He's one of the few young guys on this team that does. Mm-hmm. You get these guys' experience, and that shit is so valuable to see what it takes. You get a taste of this playoffs, and you're never going to want to miss it again.
Yes, exactly.
You get Dre another taste of the playoffs, who, let me tell you, has grown so fucking much this season, and the fact that people are still giving him shit for anything is beyond me. I don't understand it. Now,
dude,
he's
people
not,
will never be satisfied. You can show them, you know, they're like, hey, show me what you got. I want to see some wins. I want to see you make the playoffs. Okay, bet. I'll do it. You do it. And then... But, you know, we're 8th seed. We're this, we're
top
that.
Top rebounder in the league.
Yeah, it's like,
top
come
10
on,
steals
dude.
And blocks. right? Yes. What else do you want him to do? He's grown so much. He's become so much smarter on both ends of the floor. And his consistency level this year was incredible. Obviously, there's maybe a couple plays or a couple games where maybe he's not at 100% intensity. But you got to understand, you know how, like, he is incredible. Mm. How many minutes he's played since he's been in the league and yes. since he's been a Piston. How many times do the Pistons, does Zaza Pachulia or Thon or the whoever is backing Dre up, how many times do they not perform great in the first half and Dre has to play almost the entire last 24 minutes of the game?
Mm.
How many times does that happen? And he does it. And the moment he steps off the court, things fall apart.
Yes.
Get out of here with your Dre hate. Get out.
We don't like Dre hate.
No.
We don't like Dre hate. I don't accept it.
not around these parts at all. So let's see how we got here these last two games. First half of the Hornets game.
Mm.
This is the most negative I've ever felt as a Pistons fan because it looked like they looked me in the eye that first half and said, fuck you for being a diehard fan.
Oh,
the Pistons looked me in the eye and just said that to my face.
Damn. That's heartbreaking.
Second half comes around. They chip into it a little bit. It's still sensing the season's over.
Mm.
Fourth quarter comes around, and you know what happened? The Pistons decided, wait a second. We gotta
do this for Jordan.
Hold up. First of all, we gotta do this for Jordan. But what the fuck are we doing? We're making the playoffs.
Right.
Destiny is still in our hands, even down to a depleted Grizzlies team who basically rolled out like two players who've had NBA experience.
Yeah.
They were like, hold on. Ish Smith, Andre Drummond, and Luke Kennard were like, No, Blake's hurt over there, right? That sucks. But fuck no. We're making the playoffs. And the Pistons, and this is what Dre did better than he's ever done before. Dre said, I'm the captain now. Dre looked everybody in the eyes.
I'm the captain now.
He said, follow my lead. And so did Ish Smith. And together with some Luke Kennard shooting, the Pistons said, we're going to take this game. And really, after that, it would have been so hard, I feel like, for them to come out the next night against the Knicks and not destroy them.
You know, and that's great, man. Like, because it takes not just one leader for the team to succeed. You have to have, like, a handful of leaders. This whole team should start developing that leadership.
Yeah.
Because if one person goes down, you all can't go down. If Blake goes down, you all can't go down because we need you. We need you to win. We still need, okay, Blake is out, fine. But what are you going to do to step up? What are you going to do to lead this team? And that's great that Dre did that shit.
And that's what they finally have done. You know, it's been rocky over the last couple of weeks without Blake. You know, he's been hurt. He's been not playing. And the Pistons finally decided that everyone else around him needed to step up. Even Reggie Jackson last night was great, and I've been calling for him to be better and step up, and he finally did. And one side note that's remarkable is Reggie Jackson played every single one of the 82 games this season.
Dang.
He
what a hurt knee or whatever he had, like
the ankle last year. He got hurt in a game. Dang. You know, mid-year, but like you're looking at a guy who the last two seasons his injuries really derailed this team. You know, 2 years in a row now. You know, you get the playoff, the season following the playoff season, he goes down, season's over, he played 50-plus games that year, right? It's tough to take the next step. Okay, hold on, let me backtrack for a second.
All right.
A lot of people are like, look back to last time we were in the playoffs, we got swept and we missed the playoffs two more years. Okay, you're right, that's exactly what happened. Those are facts, I appreciate facts. But what also happened is your most important player, your point guard, your floor leader, played a little more than half of the games that your team played that season. How do you expect to take the next step when that happens? Even look back to this year, right?
Yeah.
Reggie wasn't healthy till, you know, later January. And he's been inconsistent since then, but he's been a lot better than he was the first half of the year.
Yeah.
But Ish Smith missed 20-something games, give or take. I don't know the exact number, but around 20 games. Ish Smith, and I know we've talked about how your team can't collapse when your backup point guard goes down, but that just goes to show that this team, how this team is built, and Ish Smith is so important to that.
Mm.
He comes in, he changes the game, he gets people involved, pace quickens. He misses 20 games. He doesn't miss those 20 games, and the Pistons are sitting top five in the East. No doubt in my mind.
Yes.
I mean, they got off to that hot start. Ish goes down, things go off the rails, okay? I get it. Great teams don't let that happen. But this isn't a great team yet because they need to go through this shit and take those steps.
It's the struggle, man. It's like, you know how people go like, okay, years ago I had this struggle, but then I came on top and now you're like hella successful, right? Right. Look at anybody. It doesn't have to be basketball. It could be, you know, some kind of person, artist that you follow, you admire, whatever. But
yep,
you have to go through these struggles. It's growing pains. You have to. Exactly. You can't expect to be like, oh, all of a sudden I'm just like successful or we're a great team. No, you have to go through the learning curve. You have to go through the struggle. You have to go through the kind of bullshit to get to the place that you want to get to.
Exactly. And I just feel like people don't understand that. Like, look, Blake Griffin, MVP type season, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And easily. I know that, you know, he's hurt right now. And, you know, the last couple weeks have been a little because of that. Mm-hmm. But Blake Griffin, MVP season. Okay. Injuries don't happen. Okay. Imagine, and I get it. Injuries are part of the game. It happens. But people complaining about where this team is, you know, even after those injuries, like, those are big injuries to really important guys.
Yeah.
Ish had a really bad injury that took him out of a quarter of the season. He is a very important guy. He is the most important player on our bench. Blake Griffin is the most important player on your team, hands down.
Yeah, like,
and he has been hurt, right? If Blake doesn't get hurt these last couple weeks, Pistons weren't fighting till the last day. But whatever. It is what it is. Injuries happen. All you can do is hope that Blake is okay. Mainly next season, you know, look, and I, you know, Pistons probably aren't going to win the series against the Bucks. It'll be cool if they win a game or two.
Hey, man, you never know.
But you never know. Look,
they might
the
get
playoffs,
food poisoning, bro.
The whole Bucks team could get food poisoning and nobody could play and they forfeit the game, you know? Like,
exactly,
anything,
man.
Could happen.
Anything can happen. Their knees break. I don't know.
But look, we got a sleeper agent. We got Thon Maker, who's been with the Bucks his whole career.
True that.
You know, he's Giannis's workout buddy. He probably better than anyone knows Giannis's weaknesses. Can he exploit them? Maybe, maybe not. But you got a sleeper agent, man. It's sort of like what Casey did and how we owned the Raptors this year.
Because he knew that shit in
and out. He knew the system in and out, exactly. And, you know, the Bucks, look, they're the best team in the East for a reason. They're very talented, offensively and defensively. But they like to play with a quick pace. And in the playoffs, things slow down. The Bucks haven't won a playoff series in, I think, what, 17 years? I think since, like, 2000, 2001.
Damn.
They've lost in the first round the last 2 years. And the Bucks are, you know, the Bucks are sort of what we're looking at with the Pistons. You see, the Bucks didn't just go from nothing to championship contender, right?
No.
They took their bruises in the first round the last couple years. Yeah. Would they have liked to win? I'm sure. But you got to take those steps, and now the Bucks are better because they had playoff experience the last 2 years. But the fact remains, they haven't won a playoff series in 17 years. You know, it's not a sweep off the bat.
No.
Look, Pistons can come in and swoop a game, and obviously it all lies on Blake Griffin, right, and his injury and how healthy can he be. But Pistons-Bucks first-round schedule is pretty favorable for Blake. You know, they don't start till Sunday night. So that gives him, I think, 5 full days off, or 4.5, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got game 2 3 days later, and then game 3 3 days after that.
Yeah.
So you got big, nice breaks. Now, do the Pistons sit him game 1, maybe? Maybe. Here's the thing. Schedule-wise, I think yes. If you want to win a game, I think game 1 is always a good game to just come sneak in and take a win.
Mm-hmm.
Pistons almost did it against the Cavs a couple of years ago, but their inexperience, you know, cost them the game.
Right.
But it's a tough decision. Pistons will have to make it. If they do play him, I think they have a chance to steal the game. If they don't play him, then he has a full week rest before the next game, which is probably better.
Yes.
And then you got, no matter what, you got 2 games in Detroit. You got 2 games at Little Caesars Arena. That place is going to be off the chains.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that my predictions were right, because I bought this flight back to Michigan
weeks ago.
And I was looking at the possible schedule and I was like, okay, if I buy from this day to this day, I'll for sure get 1 game. If I'm lucky, I won't be on a plane for one of the games. And I'm going to be in Michigan for both home games. So you know I'm going to the games. I'm going to be on a plane heading back to LA for game 5. There will be a game 5. Okay, that's going to happen. So whoever wants to chip in to buy me some Wi-Fi on Delta so I can take a peek at the game.
Right.
You know, Hook a, right. Hook it up.
Yeah. Maybe the Pistons, Detroit Pistons Twitter.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
If you're listening, because I love you guys. Because,
like,
if playoff tickets are cool, too. I'm not.
Either
a,
or.
You
know,
know,
either or.
Beggars can't be choosers. Right.
Right?
I get it.
Right.
Well, it costs you less to give me a free ticket than to pay me to get Wi-Fi,
right? Right, exactly. So, yeah. And they would want you to watch it because then you will tweet about it and get
right.
everyone else hype.
Right,
so
dude, I am ultimate. I feel
think
like
that.
I haven't thought about this before. I feel like I'm the Pistons hype man.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Everyone needs one. Everyone
yeah.
needs one.
I feel like through it all, Pistons could do something stupid, and I'm like, guys, don't even worry about
Let's
it.
Get hype.
Watch this. Let's fucking go, man.
So I think, if, like I said, Pistons Twitter, if you're listening, or Detroit Pistons Twitter.
Yep, yep, yep.
If you're listening, you know,
tickets, Wi-Fi, whatever it is.
Right. Whatever.
I mean,
you,
it's just
whatever
it's like,
you can manage. That's fine.
Right. Look, I.
But it has
I get
to be something.
It. Right. It does have to be something. So
something tangible.
But I am so excited because I know a lot of people in Pistons Twitter are going to be at the game or games, games 3 and 4. And I'm so hyped to meet people, man. Pistons Twitter has grown so much over the last few months, even,
yeah.
let alone the last couple years that I've been on here. And it's going to be fun. I mean, hopefully we all get to sit together, go crazy, witness a win or two together.
Dude, you might witness history. You never know.
Look,
you
I
never
think
know. They can move on to the next round.
Last
they could
time,
win the championship.
Yeah.
You just never know. I know people are like, oh, okay, yeah, right. But you never know. Can you predict the future?
You know what's crazy? Sit down. What's crazy is that coming into this series and, you know, the last couple weeks and months, just it was everything at all costs. Do what you can to avoid the Bucks because you're going to get swept. Right?
Oh, yeah. True that.
But now that we're here, I have a weird comfort knowing we're not going to get swept.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know what it is.
Detroit won't allow that shit.
I mean,
they won't allow that shit.
The Pistons historically have just embodied underdog, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't get more underdog than the 8th seed versus the 1 seed, the favorite to come out of the East, the favorite to be the only challenger to the Warriors in the East. Mm. Bucks aren't invincible, dude. I mean,
there's a weakness to every team.
I mean,
just gotta find it.
The Bucks historically aren't a great shooting team with this roster. They've been much better this year. But again, playoff, things slow down. Pistons should hit him with a couple zone defense looks. That could slow him down, make him forced to get someone in the middle. Just, you never know. I have a feeling Casey's going to throw some shit at them.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is who guards Giannis? Thon, Dre, that's it. I don't know your other options. Maybe Glenn Robinson, but he'll probably get eaten. Glenn Robinson, by the way, I think absolutely deserves playoff minutes. He's been so much better the last couple weeks. And I really hope he performs because he's been a huge disappointment all season. But the last couple weeks, man, he has turned it all around and he's been a contributor. And I love that.
And that's the thing. That's why going into this first round, Detroit, like I said, Detroit's not going to let that shit happen, dude. They knew that they came this close to not getting knocked out the playoffs.
Yep.
They're going to turn up the fucking heat. They're
yeah.
like, dude, we can't have that feeling.
Hot and ready.
Yeah, exactly. We can't. Oh, my God. A little plug for Little Caesars. They can't. Because they knew. They were like, shit, we're this close to fucking losing it all.
Yeah.
We're not going to let that feeling creep in again. We're gonna do what we can to at least win a game or two.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
try to get a good footing, you know, ahead of the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, so I think going into this, they're going to be like, yo, let's get it. Let's go.
And I think it says something that, you know, down 20-something points against the Grizzlies team, and they could have easily
oh, yeah.
just been like, okay,
well,
that's it.
It's over.
There's the season,
right.
right? But they didn't. I mean, they legitimately, for the first time in a long time, came out with so much fire between Dre, Ish, Luke. You know, you got your leader on the bench, and I think Blake or no Blake, the Pistons are better prepared without him now than they were a week ago or 2 weeks ago, right?
True.
I mean, they've adjusted, and because it seems, you know, and Blake was sort of a liability on the court the last couple games, which sucks because that I hope that gets right.
I think it will. I think because it could be a lot worse, you know,
right.
than what he's. It's just a little knee soreness.
Yeah, they're saying they might go in for some minor surgery to clean it up.
Dang.
But we'll see. I mean, the good news is the coaching staff and training staff say it can't get worse. So that's good. A plus.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's sort of a pain tolerance thing, but I mean, you know, you need Blake to make noise.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because if he's healthy, I think they put up a much better fight. But we'll see, man. I mean,
hey, he might come out tonight and be like, "Yo, I feel great." Like,
he's still got 3 days to go before game one.
So I think he'll be fine. And I think knowing it, he'll gauge it. If he's like, "I can't play Sunday, but I definitely can on Wednesday." All right, cool, bet. Just do it.
Exactly.
You know
what
I mean? Do what you got to do, because he knows he's gonna know his shit better than anybody else. You know what I mean? If he's like, "I can do it, I can play through it," all right, then fine. Let's save that shit for Wednesday.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so the Bucks are a little banged up right now. You got Malcolm Brogdon, who's going to be out, I think, until the second round.
Yes.
You got Mirotić, who should be back for game one, but he's banged up with a thumb issue.
Oh.
And Tony Snell also going to be ready for game one, but he's dealing with an ankle injury, right?
Right.
They're a little banged up, too.
And it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of reassert themselves into this new atmosphere.
Exactly. So one thing that I am and I'm not a fan of, I love that the Pistons are playing Sunday night because it gives Blake some time. And also that offset the schedule where I'm going to be in Michigan for two home games.
Oh, true.
The problem is Game of Thrones comes on, last 30 minutes or so of the Pistons game. So all I want is the Pistons to be destroying the Bucks, make me confident enough to turn off the game 30 minutes to go, and switch on over to the Game of Thrones season.
What a real
finale.
Game of Thrones right there. Yeah.
Exactly. That's my only downside, but man, I'm so excited. We got playoff basketball back.
Yo, this is hype. They're going to make some noise for sure.
I really think they will, and I know that no one else. I mean, the odds are so against the Pistons here. Like, everybody's giving them no chance to win a game.
Yeah, but you can't. Like, I get that. But at the same time, things get shaken up all the time, dude. Like you said, we're the underdogs. And people always underestimate the underdogs. So if they're like, shit, the odds are against you, like, there's no way you can win that team. All right, fine. Hold my beer. I'll show you. You know?
Here's the thing, too. The Bucks are coming in the only 60-win team in the league. The heavy favorites to go to at least the conference finals. And as I said, you know, they're sort of the favorite around the league for a chance of beating the Warriors. That's an insane amount of pressure for a team that hasn't made it out of the first round in 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Pistons now are coming in, underdog, free-flowing, nothing to lose anymore. You know, the Pistons got here. This was, you know, their first goal. The next goal is make some noise in the playoffs. But as I said, things slow down in the playoffs, and the pressure is so much higher, right? The intensity is bigger. So if you slow the Bucks down, get them out of their transition game, you're in a better chance. Can the Pistons' half-court offense do something? Maybe. You run more pick and rolls in the half-court, and you could be in a much better spot than your dribble handoffs against this Bucks team. The Bucks are an incredible defensive team, and it scares the shit out of me. But I'm not scared at this series as I thought I would be. I have a weird feeling about this, that the Pistons really might not get swept and really could put a scare into the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to go to 6 games? Are they going to go to 7? Do they have a chance at winning the series? Maybe not. But, as I said, Bucks playing with a crazy amount of pressure. Pistons free-flowing. They're, you know, I don't want to say they're coming in and they're peaking because Blake is hurt and they've only played the last game and a half of basketball. Great. Mm-hmm. And it was against the Knicks and the Grizzlies. But Pistons come in on 2 wins. They're riding a little higher than they would have been if they snuck in while losing. I would have rather played the Raptors. Would have even rather played the Sixers. But we're playing the Bucks, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Pistons playoff basketball is back.
That's exciting.
One guy real quick that is going to be huge is Wayne Ellington. He's one of the veterans on this team. He's been in a little bit of a slump lately. But I think that his experience and I think his shooting touch is going to come back for us. I really think that he can be an X factor in this playoffs. Closing out, here's what the Pistons need to do to make this a series, assuming that Blake Griffin is hurt. Reggie Jackson, keep doing what you did against New York. Dre, keep being a fucking beast. Luke Kennard, shoot every time you touch the ball. I don't care if you're open or not. Just shoot it. It's okay. It'll go in at least eventually. 70% of the time.
Yeah.
And everyone else just step up. Y'all got to play defense. We need this team effort. This is, without Blake, even with Blake, this is going to be 10-man rotation, maybe less, everybody playing their hearts off, playing their asses off, and we got a shot at making some noise.
I think they can do it. I think knowing that shit, too, having that grit going into it based off the last few games, I think they're going to pull out. I think they're going to just be like, you know what? Fuck it!
Yep. Until next time, we got some Pistons playoff basketball! Until next time, we might get you a podcast after every game. We'll see what happens. It's the playoffs, baby.
Yeah, let's get it.
Go Pistons. We'll see you next time.